Ayam da kecha, eches hadrochas lamaisa when it comes to achila, to eating. On page mem dalad, we didn't do footnote samach vav. The mechaber, what we were learning last week, is the mechaber is reminding us that a very, very big klal in Avodas Hashem, and he said in all the Torahs of Baal Shem Tov, is that abyssal is oich good, that even a little bit, especially when it comes to this inyan, which we're so not used to, the tikkunim with achila and achila l'shem shemayim and so on, that even the tiniest little bit of presence of machshava is a huge thing. So in footnote samach vav ki av shebevad I held him tzarech l'shtadlo b'avodoso ad sheyetzliach. This is one of the problems that many of the chevra have when it comes to this type of avodah in the derech Baal Shem. So on the one hand, the tzaddikim are telling us all the time that a little bit is also unbelievable and it's very, very, it's tremendous nachas ruach Hashem, even a tiny little bit of change of avodah. On the other hand, b'vada held himself l'shtadl b'avodah s'ashi yisliach. Hatzlocha, this is always the question, we've spoken about this so many times over the years, how to define Hatzlocha. Is Hatzlocha getting to the final destination, or is Hatzlocha every single tiny little bit of success along the way, is that also called Hatzlocha? Is that Hatzlocha? I mean, there's this problem of, On the one hand, the tzaddikim is saying that a little bit is fantastic, and it gives tremendous nachas ruach Hashem. But then, what about she'ifas? What about aspiring to greatness and so on? So this seems to be on the surface, very very much on the surface. This seems to be a stira, a contradiction. Kav shebevad, it's not a contradiction. Kav shebevad, I held him tzarech l'shtadl b'avodoso ad sheyetzliach. Certainly, a person should be mishtadl, should continue with his shtadlus, and to get to that final destination, to get to that goal. Kav shebevad, I held him tzarech l'shtadl b'avodoso ad sheyetzliach. Mikomakom, im lo zoche lecho v'lishtas b'kdusha k'roi b'shleimus, hu machnias atzmo, lifnei Hashem is brought for samech v'chelko, b'zehu nichnas lios eved neeman, lizbatel liikona b'dveikus emes. So even though, of course, one should have aspirations and goals to accomplish very great things, at the same time, when a person is not zoiche in the present, at this moment, to get to that final goal, he has to be machnia himself with simcha, and to be samech. Thank you. Sorry. To be samech bechelko, to rejoice with whatever chelik it is of that ultimate haslacha that he's accomplished at this moment, and with humility and with simcha, with humility. Nichnas, he's to be happy that he's nichnas lias eved neman, that he's an eved neman to Hashem. Again, not to fool oneself. I wasn't able to accomplish the ultimate that I was hoping to accomplish, but I'm an eved neman to Hashem. Lizbatali kana b'tveikus emes, and the tachlis is we're going to be learning mitzvah and tveikus in a bit. The tachlis is to battle and to humble oneself and to accept that this is the mitzvah for right now and to be besimcha. Kafa pish ikar rotzen habari is baruch shehudi yatzlich lenatzeach hasamol chamba vatz Hashem. Even though, of course, the ikar rotzen Hashem is that a person should be completely successful in the milchama of Hashem. And he should overcome this taiva vachila or to completely vanquish and conquer the taiva for other things and so on, and to be in that madrega of ultimate hatzlach in Avodas Hashem. L'hafach is a gashmi is the ruchnius, and to bring about this whole Ishapcha, what's called in Chassidus, Ishapcha Chashuch L'Nahir in the Zohar, to transform the darkness of the Guf and of his Taivas into light. Of course Hashem wants us and is cheering for us and is rooting for us that we should get to that place. But there's an even greater tachlis than that. And the greatest tachlis of all is Sha'akol Ni'abidvar. Sha'akol Ni'abidvar. And to mevatel oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to know that everything is from Hashem. V'lichyos es metziyuso v'sha'akol mimenu. And to live in that reality, that metziyus, Sha'akol mimenu. And if I tried, I don't know if I could have tried harder, but if I'm trying, and there are all kinds of manias, whether they're external manias or internal manias, that have made it difficult for me to be in that place, that ultimate place at this time, I'm a kabbal of that also, b'simcha. That doesn't mean to become complacent and not care, and to give up, chas v'shal. Just the opposite. It means to be an eved neban is to continue trying. So, as we've spoken about this so many times over the years, that the greatest test, Shabbos, two Shabbos ago, the greatest test of one's ne'manus, of one's faithfulness, is davka when a person is not successful, is not getting to that place that he wanted to get to, and he continues on. Because then it's clear it's not just a matter of self-satisfaction, of feeling accomplished, of gaiva. It's being an eved neman, being a faithful servant of Hashem. Dafka when you're not matzliach the way that you want it. First of all, of course, it's very, very, very common, especially with younger people, it's very common to have unrealistic goals at that time in his life. And therefore, he always sees himself as being somebody who's not matzliach. It's like, you know, lahavdil, some guy that since the time that he's 7 years old, you know, he wanted to be on the Yankees or something. He wanted to be, you know, bat third in the lineup of the World Series. He doesn't really have the kaiches to get to that. It's not, and it's very, very, very unrealistic for him to have had such a thing. So when he was a little boy, it was one thing. But if he's still thinking like that, and he's 18 years old, and because of that, you know, he's not doing what he is supposed to be doing, and he's not concentrating, and he's not even enjoying the ball game that he's playing on a Sunday afternoon with a couple of the guys, because he was supposed to be on the Yankees, and instead he's playing with the shul or something. And he's not even in the starting lineup. They put him in like short center field or something, short right field. So then, and he's a tzibrochen emesh. He's a broken person. His whole life is not accomplished. He had such a strange vision of Hatzloch as being on the Yankees. And this is something that's hurting so many people. Or the girl that her dream was to be some model or something. You know, they have this Narishkeit, these ideas that people have as children, and as a result of that, she's angry with the way that she looks, and she hates herself, and she can't stand, and there are all kinds of strange things that people fall into because of their mistaken picture of what it means to be a matzliach, what hatzlach is, what hatzlach is. So, kodem kol, a person has to really be in touch with somebody who's a Baal Nisayin, who knows him, and to, you know, what the goals are, what are the realistic goals that he could accomplish at that time in his life, and not to make himself crazy. But the simon of being an eved neman is to live with failures, not to plan to fail, but when failure takes place, when we look at the Ovis, and we look at Tanakh, we see that. That the challenges of the tzaddikim are not hidden from us, they're not kept from us, and it's clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand that the Iker Tachlis of being an Eved Hashem is exactly that, Avdus, and Ne'amonus, faithfulness, and perseverance. That's what he says, that's the Tachlis Amukah. Tavka, when it's not going the way that the person wants or he expected, and he continues on, he continues on with his avodas Hashem, v'lo ozev his avoda, and he doesn't walk away. He doesn't walk away from the avoda. That is the greatest proof that his avodas Hashem is not that he's mechapes hatzlochas, looking for hatzlochas. Lios mashu, or that his thing is lios mashu, to be something. That's not his tachlis. A little eved neman. He's an eved neman. He works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what he does. He's an Eved Neman. It's not reaching someplace. It's not accomplishing something. It's not being something. It's not being somebody in the eyes of other people, or even in his own eyes, reaching a certain level or a certain milestone that he wanted to reach. It's every moment of his life. Hineini. This is what I could do right now. Shinakuda mukam ha'oid. This is what it means to make his bed. This is a person who feels that in the etzim of his existence, he's with Hashem. And with Hashem doesn't only mean when it's the way that you wanted it to be or you expected it to be. That doesn't mean, that's not the meaning of with Hashem. Davke in the way that you want it, even in Ruchnius. Not just talking about a gashmis. Tavkin, the way that you want it in Ruch, it should be in Ruchnius. That's not what it means to be Be'etzem with Hashem. Be'etzem with Hashem is whatever it is, high, low, up, down, right, left, everything, whatever it is, it remains with Hashem. Shebe'etzem is Yusuf im Hashem is Baruch. B'lish is a yetoli b'shum dover. B'lish is a yetoli b'shum dover. It's not toli on anything at all. Not successes, not failures. Anything at all. That's why Vaisari Menu is Kulam Shavan Lataiva. Kulam Shavan Lataiva Vaisari Menu, even though she had a hard life. There were Yomim Taivim and Yomim Loi Taivim. You may have and you may sin it, but it's Kulam Shavan Lataiva. Kulam Shavasari Menu was Yomay Tamimim. Kulam Shavan Lataiva. Everything was by her. Shavan Lataiva. That's what I was talking about last week, the last Shabbos that this. From the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, that there's no such thing as good days and bad days, only as happy days and sad days. It's just a matter of how you're makabel that, and you're being an Eved Hashem. And an Eved Hashem is not getting paid by Kadosh Baruch Hu for the completion of the job. He's getting paid by Kadosh Baruch Hu for the karchis that he's putting in and for the work that he's doing. B'shas Maisa. Moshe, you were saying something?
Yes, what Rabbi told 20 years ago to Kevin Sechata Seba Boka,
right. That's Kol Ha'odim. That's told us. That's Kol HaTorah Kula. That Kevin Sechata Seba Boka, Kevin Sechata Seba Ben Harabayim, that's my job. I work for Kadosh Baruch Hu, Schir Yoim, that's all. I'm not being paid for the product. I'm a schirium. I'm being paid for the work that I'm doing. So sometimes it comes like this, sometimes it comes out like that. That's what it means to be dovuk b'etzem. The next thing we're learning is a mishnah. We're going to be learning about dveikus. But that's what it means to be dovuk. That's what it means to be dovuk b'etzem. Lishu zeyeh toli b'shum dover. It's not toli on anything. It's not the idea of getting a promotion and showing something for my efforts. All of these lashinas of the business world. That's not Avodas Hashem. That's not Avodas Hashem. Unfortunately, that's a lot of the chevra, the guys, not the girls so much, but the guys when they're in yeshiva, that's not what they're feeling and that's not what they're hearing. And as a result of that, there are many, many, many who can't go on, feeling that they're so unsuccessful, feeling that they're not matzliach, or they're not able to meet up with their Rebbe's expectations or their parents' expectations. This is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous problem. It's always been. It's a tremendous problem. I was having a conversation with a wonderful fellow. He's a therapist, and he works with a lot of yeshiva bachurim. And he was telling me how there's one bachur in this yeshiva, and to the credit of the Rosh Yeshiva, the boy's having some issues, and the Rosh Yeshiva sending him to this person to get some help, which is good. But the Rosh Yeshiva is absolutely unwilling to accept that the bachur cannot remain in a regular gemara shiur. He doesn't have the kaychus to be in a regular gemara shiur, and it's destroying him. And the suggestion that I made, and the therapist made, I don't know who the Rosh Yeshiva is, but the suggestion that the therapist made, if they're spending a lot of time with the boys, it would be a nice thing maybe to get some guy in the carlo and to spend some time with him, and instead of sitting in the shiur, which he doesn't understand in the morning, he doesn't follow the gemara shiur at all. And he can't really, they don't have a chavrus of him, the gemara. He's not, and at this point he hates gemara. Instead, then find somebody to learn mishnayis with him, to learn, sit in the bais medrash and to learn mishnayis and to learn the parasha and to learn mishnayis and the decision as of yesterday, what he told me was, is that he's going to have to leave the yeshiva. That's not what our yeshiva is about. Because our yeshiva is not about boys being matzliach in this way. It's about being matzliach in the other way, which is really college, law school. It's not Yiddishkeit. Why can't he learn Mishnah? He's not, he'd be happy and to be matzliach. It's not for our yeshiva, and so on. Yeah, it could be. It's worried about the program. Maybe other boys are going to say, hey, you know, that's not a bad idea. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of cheshbainis to go into that. But the overall picture of gloom and doom that many of the boys grow up with, which the girls usually don't have, that is breaking the guys in ways that are just nothing less than tragic. That's what's happening to so many of the guys. How to define Hatzlacha. And when a person knows his relationship with Hashem is b'lishas ayet tolu b'shum davar. It's not tolu b'shum davar. K'moy uchmo ben shekosher aviv be'etzem b'yoso. Like the child that's attached to his father be'etzem b'yoso. Not because he accomplished this or accomplished that. That's all nice and that's all naches. But he remains mekusha to his father be'etzem b'yoso. Achen afkesh lo etzliach lo. Therefore, even when this person tried and he's not much lir, he remains in that place of dveikus and he's samech bechelko and he's not broken. Veina ozev is Hashem Yisbarach, and he doesn't run away at the first opportunity. He doesn't walk away from Yiddishkeit, walk away from Hashem. Walking away from Yiddishkeit and walking away from Hashem doesn't just mean, of course, that a guy goes off the derech. It means that he just goes, but without any. Like most from people, without any cheshek or any ahav or any feeling of anything. Just to go through the motions. The person, there are many ways of running away. It doesn't mean you have to physically leave. You know, you can still go to shul, and you can still be part of the official program, but you left a long time ago. You walked away. All different ways of walking away.
And checked out.
Yeah, that's what they use nowadays, right, to check out. So it means you're still there. They're like the same way you have people that they checked out of their marriages 30 years ago. They're still married. They didn't get a divorce. And they checked out. That's not where they see themselves. They don't see that as being the source of their happiness. They don't see that there's any tveikus or kesha be'etzem. But they didn't get divorced. There are many reasons why they didn't get divorced or whatever, but it's not because there's a kesher that's be'etzel. So you have that in the Yiddishkeit also, people that are checking out all the time without actually getting the a divorce. They just checked out of Yiddishkeit without the get. We're on the last line in the actual text itself, the last line of page Mem Dalet. V'odzos tarch l'das heitev. Now we're on page Mem Hei. V'odzos tarch l'das heitev. L'fam ha'adam amal v'olo. V'achakach noflam k'dusha osam. Also, the way of this world of Vayi Erev Vayi Boker is that you could have a tremendous aliyah and you're doing great, and then you fall completely from Kedusha. There could be all kinds of reasons. Again, external, internal, all kinds of reasons. So, shalo yisiyayish chalila, no yeyush, no giving up. Elo yaschem yichadosh l'kaddish l'tahar atzman. You just start again. Mitzimcha. L'kaddish l'tahar atzman, you begin again. That's all. No crying, no tzibrochenkai, no asham l'bagadnu. This is mitzimcha. You get up. Then not you'll see that not only will you go back to where you were, but you get to a higher place. Vav. Now, mitzad sheni, as far as ritzonis are concerned, and sheifis, mitzad sheni, adam shehisyageya. A person who has worked hard. So this is not just by achil. Of course, we're talking about everything. A person who has worked hard and he reached a certain madrega. He shouldn't feel that I'm done. That's not good either. That's not what it means to be an Eved Hashem either. Must speak that I'm done. He continues to work. To go midarga ladarga again, not because of recognition or feeling that he's a success, but because he wants to do the best that he can do to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Liyistapik b'kach shukva ochel k'tzas ba'adinus, and he shouldn't be satisfied and stop because he's eating with a little bit more adinus, a little more edelkeit. He's eating with a little bit more of a mindfulness, which of course is fantastic, but he should continue on. Ashar in yoni his kachus b'avodas Hashem, or whatever that inyan is, not just achil, whatever that thing is in avodas Hashem. Hello, kol hazman yisamets all the time yisamets. He should try lalos oidvo to go higher and higher.
It's a very precarious balance between, let's say, the gratitude akarsa for what he's given you, and but more.
Yeah, it's very hard. That's the delicate nakuda of every Eved Hashem, even the big tzaddikim. That's a nakuda adinama od, that point, that place of being able to have that feeling of gratitude and samech b'chelkecha, and at the same time, hala. Yeah. So what it comes down to is not being distraught, not being said chas v'chalila, but at the same time not settling in one's place. And with that, one can use mashalim from the business world and can think in certain ways about how the fact that the stock of your company, your company went up this year 15%, and as a result of that, you did much better and you were able to afford things that you couldn't afford in the past, to be very grateful for that, to thank Hashem Yisbarach for whatever you have, and to go into work the next day and trying to make the 15% into 20% and to 25%, and that's something that we all understand and we can relate to, but it's hard to balance that when it comes to Avodas Hashem, because when it comes to work, you put the money in the bank and you see the results in a very very clear way. You see the results, and with Avodas Hashem, it's all emuna. It's all emuna. Even though you could see things in your life changing, but it's mostly emuna, and that's very hard. It's hard. Yitzarek shel liskaras haTorah va'avaydish osa ad achshav. Yitzarek shel liskaras haTorah va'avaydish osa ad achshav. It's very important. Not to think about whatever you accomplished until now, whatever the Torah and Avodah was until now, But you should think every single day, start again. Not just to say, well, I never thought about anything when I was eating, and now I am. So, okay, I have to stay in that program till 120. No. The fact that you've accomplished something, that's great. But today's another day, and you try to think how I can move forward. Yes, it should be with more kedusha, more dveikus. Ki b'chol eis tzarech leskadem ba'od mashu. That a person should always try to progress ba'od mashu, at least a mashu, at least something to progress. Ba'od psia, another step forward. Ba'od madrega, another madrega. Samach zayin, look at the footnote. Samach zayin. It's really a continuation of the last one. This paragraph that you just read seems to contradict the one that you read a minute ago. Here we're talking about she'ifas and every single day, more and more. But a minute ago we were talking about that's not your inyan. Your inyan is to be davar by Hashem, to be samech b'chelka. But the truth is, as we've been talking about, that we need both of these. Zuha chachma ha'amitis. And that's exactly what Moshe was asking. This is the chachma ha'amitis. This is the biggest chachma. Litvais es shnei hatzdadim biyachad. To live with these two tzdadim together at the same time. Which is really the famous teaching from the Rebbe from Shishcha, that in one pocket it says Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, in the other pocket you have a paper that says B'Shvili Nevi'olam. So is it a contradiction? How could Chazal say in one place that a person should always say the world was created for me, and then on the other hand it says Moed Moed Evishal Ruach, and Avraham Avinu says Anochi Ofer Ve'efer. So what am I? Am I Ofer Ve'efer? Am I dust? Am I ashes? Or am I B'Shvili Nevi'olam? Who am I? So when the tzaddikim say that a person has to carry a tzaddik in each pocket, and to know when to pull each one out, that's exactly what we're talking about. That's the balance. That's a big chachma, to know when to pull that note out, when that pasuk. It's not a stira. How could it be that the same person who's b'shvili nevi'olam is anochi ofer ve'efer? So say Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the humblest person in the world, says to Hashem, listen, if you don't forgive them, you could forget about me. I'm done with you. That seems to be arrogant. It seems to be very haughty. Since when does a person who has no self-esteem say to God, you know, that I'm done with you? Who are you? Like, why would God care if you're done with him or you're not done with him? The Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu did not have any issues with self-esteem. And that's not what humility means. So this chachma of knowing when to be in that place of ofer ve'efer, when to be in that place of b'shvili nevi'olam, that's a chachma amitis. To hold on to these two tzedadim. L'das, mosai rotzen Hashem esbach she'eshav la'alos oid v'oid. To know when is Hashem telling me she'eshav la'alos oid v'oid. That I should aspire to more and more. When is Hashem whispering in my ear that more, higher and higher and higher, what are you doing? B'sa'ara v'omal, with a storm and with hard work, ad shi'ifas gadol, with great shi'ifas, v'mitzad sheni, mos ani tzarech l'stapik b'muad. When should I be satisfied with the... With that abyssal is euch good, that little bit is good. And to be samech in my chelik. Ulahachshiv oiso, and to be machshiv even a little bit. To be machshiv even a little bit. Ulismach bo. Ulikon alerotzna Hashem's baruch. And to be machni yourself that this is the rotzna Hashem, the right now in life, this is where I'm holding. So, we say that. So a little bit is good. Lolis takala mashalosi, so you're not to pay attention to what I didn't get, what I didn't do. This is the biggest chachma. This is a chachma amitis. Most of our problems come from not having this chachma properly, under control. Most of our problems come from this. It's not only with ourselves, how we look at our kids, how we look at our friends, how we look at most of the problems come from this failure to have, to know when to pull out which piece of paper. Hashem has created two matzavim in the soul of a person. Sometimes a person feels that he has the strength to do and to progress. And during those times when he feels that koach, then he has to push himself and he has to run to move forward. Sometimes a person feels weak and he falls. And then he has to be samech bechelko. He has to try, but even to be happy with and to be machshev, even a little bit. And to do whatever he's able to do, even if it's a little bit, he has to be very, very honest with oneself. To be very honest with oneself. It's not that there's right or wrong. Both of these tzadim are right. It's true that a person, his whole life, he's an oyved, he's a mahalach, and he has to do more and more. To give more nachas Hashem, mitzad sheni, lizbatal Hashem's birth. He also has to be mizbatal to Hashem and to say, "Ad kan, I can't right now. Here's the best I could do, and I'm trying to serve you in the way that I can for now." So the smart b'meshu noisalom, and I'm happy that I'm able to do this for you. I'm happy that I'm able to do this small job, to get this small job done. I'm not in a place right now where I could do the big job. And to be honest, to try to be honest about that. And if a person is an Evan Hashem, he goes back and forth to these things, that's normal, that's healthy. That's the way that it should be. And sometimes you'll see, also in yeshiva, you'll see a bocha that's unbelievably driven, and is doing fantastic things in his learning, and then the guy just like crashes, mamish. Anybody that's ever been in any yeshiva sees that, then like it's unbelievable crash. The guy just gone. He's gone, either disappears, or just as a sebrach and can't do anything. And he wasn't living with these two things. There was a certain, he was on a high and he was doing great, and it came to a certain place where he wasn't able to do that, he wasn't able to push himself, and then he had some well-intentioned Rebbe or something that was telling him, "What's the matter with you, right? You're not the person that I always knew." You know, these kind of diburim. "I always knew you to be a person like this and like that." And the kid goes crazy. And then guys like this all over the place. And you can see when the switch goes off. You can see it like it's very clear when the switch goes off. Zayin, yishtadol lechol besudas mitzvah. Yishtadol lechol besudas mitzvah. A person should try to eat as many times as possible, that it should be a Suda Smitzvah. Now, how do you do that? It's not Rosh Chodesh every day. It's not Shabbos. It's not Yom Tov. It's not Chol HaMoed. But there are other ways that a person can have a Suda Smitzvah. There are other ways. Yisa B'Zohar HaKadosh, Shebesuda Smitzvah Ein Liyetzahar Chelek. Now, what's so important about a Suda Smitzvah? Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that a Suda Smitzvah, a person is protected from the Yetzahar. The Zohar says such a thing. Obviously, a person has to want that, to connect to that. Chasen is a Suda's mitzvah, but some of the worst eating goes on at chasen is or my mitzvahs or whatever. So, or the Shabbos table. But a person has to believe what the Zohar Kodesh says, that Suda's mitzvah ain't the Yetzer HaChelek. Behind it. Shesudas mitzvah ena magbiras achelik hamasavish ubenefesh abahamis. We learned this many years ago. We learned a maimer from the Alter Rebbe on the Inyan of Einik Shabbos. That a Suddhis mitzvah, when the Zohar says that the Suddhis mitzvah does not yet show us a mechel, it means that the Suddhis mitzvah does not strengthen the side of Taiva. During the week, when a person eats, the act of eating makes the body more coarse. It strengthens the side of the guf. That's the milchama we're talking about. It strengthens the side of the guf, and as a result of that, the taiva becomes stronger and stronger. But when it comes to Suddhis mitzvah, this is not the effect of a Suddhis mitzvah. The main way that the taiva of achila destroys a person is through those achilas of rishus, through the regular meals during a regular day, a regular week, where the nefesh bahamis is empowered, and the guf is empowered by those achilas shalei b'kedusha, that are being eaten without kedusha. If a person eats during the week with kedusha, then that strengthens the neshama, not the guf. But if he's eating during the week without kedusha, so then the nefesh bahamas is empowered, is strengthened. Mele yishtanav yisalo kol mahus midaisav amaycha v'daita v'asagaisav b'kaidish v'yiftuchu libay v'sichel atar v'avetz ha-shem esbroch ki'akol toli v'aymer al dargis kedusha sachila sha'arich l'hodam. As we've been learning, that everything about a person, since eating is our whole metzias, our whole chiyas comes from eating, all of the person's midas and hasagas and everything that he has in his life is affected very, very much by whether he eats b'kedusha or he doesn't eat b'kedusha. Whether he's eating just because of taiva or he's eating as an act of avodas Hashem. V'alkein, ha'yukam v'kam tzaddikim, shlo ha'yorchlem shum suda b'yamayis achol, rak b'sudas mitzvah. Therefore, there are many tzaddikim that during the week, they tried to always eat, that whenever they ate during the week, it was a sudas mitzvah. Ha'yorchlem siyam m'seches kol yom. And they would be Messiah and Masechta every day. So you think, oh wow, make a siyum every day. How do you do that? The Masechta is ketanis that we don't learn in yeshiva, but if you look in the shas, you'll find them. Sometimes they're printed at the end of Harius and Ovis. You'll see it's in different shas and they're printed in different places. We have tiny little Masechtas that are one page long. Just a page. I mean, this is not the kind of a siyum that you put in the newspaper, you understand, and that you put up signs in shul and you invite your friends to and tell your wife and so on. This is just something that is within you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you try to do such a thing. Reb Tzadok HaKohen Lublin, when he sat down to eat, he was always Messiah a regular Masechta. He was Messiah Masechta Mamash when he ate. There were other tzaddikim like the Baba Salis Chusi Elenim. He also was Isaac in a lot of siyumim like this, but he also ate by he would make hilulas for tzaddikim. It was a suda, in halacha it's not clear that's a suda mitzvah by Alpi Kabbalah and by tzaddikim. There's an inyan that you're eating a suda and you're eating lekavod the Narmele Malach, you're eating lekavod Kedushas Levi or something, so. And you learn that, and you think of the Torah. You learn the Torah from that tzaddik. You can look at it now every day. You can see it's a very nice thing to do. If you try it, you can find out now. There's one of my friends from HSL sends me every day the yard sites of the tzaddikim, and you can take one or two of those tzaddikim. It's a very nice thing to do. You plan it out the night before, and you have a Torah from that tzaddik, three or four lines. And when you sit down to eat the next day, or that day you sit down to eat, you say that I'm eating this suda. Cover the tzaddik so and so, and to learn a word, a Torah or something, a sentence from that tzaddik's Torah. Again, it's not official, it's not like a siyum, but it's a very, very, very powerful thing that also takes the achila to a different place. Mamash takes the achila to a different place. They have svarim like that. There are some very good svarim that Perlow puts out, they have on all the yard sites, and has in their Torahs and the Tzaddikim, or the Debrezina's father, the Melitzei Eish, put out 100 years ago a sefer like that, that has the yard site and has a little Torah for that Tzaddik. You have the Tasha Rabbi Susi Elena. In Avodas Avodah, he has Sichas Kodesh of the Tzaddikim whose yard site is that week. And he has little stories and a little Torah from that Tzaddik. You have Rav Nosson Gestetner, who was a great poster god a few years ago from Bnei Brak. He put out, they put out from him Svarman Malava Malkas that he had, what has the yard site. Every Malava Malki spoke about the yard site of the Tzaddik that week. And then there's a little Torah from that Tzaddik. And you sit down, it's a different achil. A person has the time and the presence of mind to eat the Suda like that. It's already a different Suda. That you have that Suda, that achil is with that Tzaddik in mind. And the story of that Tzaddik, and the cover of that Tzaddik, it's a different achil already, something else. You're being brought into the world of that Tzaddik.
This Sunday, Rachel Imenu, I assume, same thing?
I think she qualifies. Right? She definitely qualifies. I didn't only mean Tzaddikim, it could be Tzadkani as also. Rachel Imenu is our favorite. Mm-hmm. So definitely qualifies. But there's this thing about Kimasech Zekitzar, to learn the tiny little Masechta. The Mishra says, Tiyas Sudas Sudas Mitzvah. And then the Sud is brought to another place. Kaidei HaSiyim, Kol HaAchilim is Kadesh. The Siyim throws a net of Kedusha over the entire Achil. It doesn't mean that you're not supposed to use all the other things we were learning. Of course you try to use all the other things. But to begin with, it's establishing this Suda as something different. If you get used to this over some time, that you try to eat your sudas, that they should all be sudas mitzvah, or at least once a day, the main meal that you eat should be in such a way, at least that should be in such a way. You will see very clearly, you'll feel very quickly, that it has a huge impact on a person. Is Mis'alim Miskadish. That already establishes a certain mindfulness. That you're not eating like a stam, like a behemoth. That you have such a cheshma when you're eating. That you're eating together with the Rabbi Elimelech, or you're eating together with Rachli Meinu. You're eating together the Sunday, the Rachli Meinu is also the Yosef of the Morinai. It's the same day. So you're eating with Tzaddikim. You have at your table. You have at your table, Gevaldig Tzaddikim. You'll see, ki gufay damo b'saru, it affects your body, your blood, your flesh, nizaynim ugdaylim, are being nourished, ma'achilis kedoshes, shel sudas mitzvah. From the eating of a sudas mitzvah. In other words, it's like tefillin. Your food becomes like tefillin in a certain way. Your food becomes a chavtza shel mitzvah, becomes something different. Look in Samaches. Just in terms of halacha, a sefer navi, making you see him on mishnayis, or making you see him on navi. Ashkan b'sheis shuvas elav chashleim like on Rishlam Kluger, shekadeli yikaris who this mitzvah tzarach sheyilmed lefi tumai, by even shelimudo nimshach ezes man. So Rishlam Kluger in his shuvas says that in order to make a see him on a navi or make a see him on a book of navi or mishnayis, it has to be that you learn it properly over time. But just to rush in order to get to a siyim, just to be able to make a siyim, which is a very common thing that people, especially when they want to have that barbecue in the 9 days or something. Mm-hmm. The whole Indian of siyim, spoken about, and that the whole Indian of siyumim as being a tachlis, and so as a result of that, people are rushing, they're not learning carefully, they don't understand what they're learning. Ein lasas al zes siyum sudas mitzvah. Rav Shlomo Kluger said you can't make a siyum on such learning that's done rushing without and done superficially. It's not called, and he says it's not called a sudas mitzvah if you make a siyum such a siyum. That's going to put a lot of restaurants out of business. The potlai dezer mitanis b'chayrim b'erev Pesach. That's not a tanis for Erev Pesach. That's not called to be potter from the tanis of Erev Pesach. Such a siyum. Achal gabi meseches gemar bavli Yerushalmi kosev shafilu em lomad bim, that's Mishnayis and Navi was talking about. When it comes to bavli Yerushalmi, afilu em lomad bim yuchad kedei lasa siyum, muta medina lasa siyum b'Erev Pesach. Even when it comes to bavli Yerushalmi, not to make a siyum, he says you can't make a siyum on Mishnayis, on a Mesechta Mishnayis or on Navi, and to be putter from fasting Erev Pesach if you're a Bechor. But when it comes to learning Gemara, there a person can learn with the intention of making a siyum, not just a. He's not. He also doesn't mean crazy without understanding anything. But he says when it comes to a book of Navi or a little Mishnayis or that you can't do. Ubeze Ashkechan Chiddush b'Sefer Pischa Zuta b'Shem Sefer Hadras Kodesh Kaisev Shemesechtes Ketanas Nami Dinam Hachi. The Chiddush that's in this Sefer is that even when it comes to the tiny little Mesechtes like Mesechtes Derech Eretz or Mesechtes Tefillin. You have to have from Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that he has a perushim on these small mesachtes. That even when it comes to these tiny little mesachtes, nami dinam hachi, it has a din of learning Gemara. Yicholim lelamdem miyuchad, kedei lasas aleim siyum, and you can learn them to make a siyum. Uptanai sheyavin es limudo, but still, you have to understand what you're learning. You could do it with the intention of a siyum. But that's okay. But it should be only with you have to understand what you're learning. Lo b'kriya ba'amad, not just to lane it, not just to say the words without understanding. That's not in anything that's not called a siyum. Not Mishnayis, not Navi, not Gemara, just to say words like you're davening them. Even though there's a toelis to that too, to say words of Kedusha, but it's not for a siyum.
If one person learned the Kavana and other people are present, it's enough, you know? Like when we do on Pesach, it's usually one person.
Yeah, you're paying attention and you're listening. Oh, for a siyum, for a tanz, that's enough for a tanz. That's enough to participate and to eat. Just same way, but you participate in the Suda's mitzvah when somebody else made a siyum. That works for Erev Pesach also. Sure.
Vim Kain, I write. If someone is doing a siyum and you join, it's some kind of.
That doesn't mean that you were messiah the mesach. That means that you. It means that it's a Suda's mitzvah. You wash and you're part of that Suda's mitzvah because you're joining in you're joining in his simcha. You're part of the Suda's mitzvah. Vim Kain, I write to Lassus. Doesn't mean that it's an important point that David just made. It doesn't mean that it's necessarily your siyum. If your friend is making a siyum, that's called the Suda's mitzvah. You're eating by your friend's Suda's mitzvah. So it's whoever's making a siyum, you're eating there, is a Suda's mitzvah. Vim Kain, I write to Lassus, Suda's mitzvah. Therefore, if you want to make your Suda's mitzvah, you can learn Maseches Tzitzis or the Maseches Ketanis. It's very easy and it's very short. The Meshach Kamadakos just takes a couple of minutes to learn. According to these poskim, you could make a siyum by a Suda at least once a day to make a siyum. On the Erev Pesach, Yesh Lahadar Achas Siyum Maseches Bavli Yerushalmi. We don't make such Siyum, though, of course, in Erev Pesach. That should be on the Bavli, a Masechta from Bavli Yerushalmi. Ayin Piskei Tshuvas, and so on. That should be a regular Masechta. When it comes to popping everybody up from the Tans Bechoris, it should be a regular Siyum. Okay, Be'ez Hashem. Next week, we're going to begin, as I told you last week, we're not going to go to Bittel. Because the Mechaber said that it's the order is that we should go first. We should learn Dveikus, then we're going to go back and Mitzvah. After learning about Dveikus, Lamaisa, then we're going to go into the Sugya Bittul. Shkar. Make a seam on this parrot.